there's no place like home for the holidays. And no matter how far away you roam, if you pine for the sunshine of a friendly gaze, for the holidays you can.
Welcome back, audience, to yet another edition of Stocking Stuffers. This time, it's Wife's Choice, Jay.
Yep, that's a thing you told me, Jeff.
It is.
And because it's Stocking Stuffer, because it's Loosey Goosey, it's gonna be interesting.
It is gonna be interesting. Turned our wives loose, let them choose a movie for us to watch. We weren't sure exactly what was going to happen. This one will be my wife, Amber's episode, and then we will be doing Jay's wife, Andrea's episode next.
Yeah, after we do our our mainline episode, which is gonna be Thanksgiving, guys. We're gonna talk about Eli Roth's Thanksgiving.
It's gonna be Thanksgiving. It's gonna be good.
Yeah, that one's gonna be good.
We love Thanksgiving, don't we, Jay? We just love it.
Oh man. There was literally a moment where I was like, oh man, you know, Christmas is coming up, like Halloween's done. I'm like, thank God we've got Thanksgiving 2 to look forward to. And then I went, that's next year. God damn it.
That would have been awesome if it had been a year turnaround, but I never thought it would be that fast.
I didn't either. It was just this, like, in my brain, I just went, it's got to be this year, right?
Yeah.
Like, now it's next year.
it feels like Thanksgiving was forever ago. But it was really just last year.
Right, which is wild. And so it's just one of those things where, yeah, it's kind of the same thing I'm going through right now with, like, Terrifier 3, mm-hmm. knowing that Terrifier 4 is not going to be till like, 2026.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, no, it needs to be next year. Like, it needs to just be next year, guys.
I mean, we can hope.
Right.
For a Christmas miracle.
Right. Oh, well. All right, we got plenty of stuff. Not only do we have Thanksgiving 2 next year, we got plenty of new Christmas horror stuff coming out this year.
Oh, yeah. One in particular Jay is very excited about.
Yep.
With our old pal.
Jeff, we'll talk about that soon enough.
Yes, we will.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Well, if you listen to this show, you'll know what it is.
Real fast, I wanted to introduce a new kind of segment to the Stocking Stuffers. I don't know. We don't have a name for it yet. But just kind of like, did you, like a kind of a discussion, like an open chance real fast before we kind of dive into our subject matter. Mm-hmm. Did you get up into any, like, watch any new horror movies or rewatch any old horror movies or go and see, or, you know, go do some spooky thing? Like, I just kind of a fun way to, like, have a conversation that way. I just thought that this Stocking Stuffers would be a good place to kind of put that.
Yeah, I agree. Spooky things. What spooky things have I not talked about already?
That's the thing. Like, right now, coming off of Halloween, it's a little tougher for us to,
I mean, we never
kind of place that.
We never really discussed Smile 2.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I didn't get to see that yet, but I know you went to see it. I've heard great things.
It's so, especially if you would struggle with, like, mental illness, I would put a word of caution on watching Smile 2. Because it has got to be the mind-fuckiest movie I've seen in a very, very long time. And it was, honestly, I know, we're not normal, Jay. We're genetic freaks.
Yeah.
We were laughing during Terrifier 3.
We absolutely were. But strangely, some of the only people laughing. I was expecting more people to enjoy it as much as we did.
Very weird. Anyway, the entire theater, even though it had it had a problematic audience, Jay, let me just say that. A bunch of college kids filed in with their blankets and various bottles concealed under their coats, and I was like, oh great. They were silent basically the entire movie.
Hey, it's better than when we went to see Thanksgiving and it was,
oh my god,
someone brought their baby to the movie.
Yes. Yeah, you know, an R-rated slasher movie, the perfect place for a baby, Jay.
Well, but they're not going to remember it.
But no, Smile 2, I won't, since Jay hasn't seen it yet, I won't say too much about it, but it's just, I was not expecting it to be that much of, like, a, honestly, it to me was like what people kept saying. What was that one way overrated movie we watched earlier this year?
Long Legs.
Yes. It was what people kept claiming Long Legs was. I think Smile 2 actually accomplished it.
Impressive.
Yeah. So I'll leave that at that. Oh, and as far as spooky things I've done, Jay, I went to work. I was very spooky.
No, I mentioned I mentioned on the last episode that we went to like the haunted garage. We went to the Zombie Hollow thing. Mm. Those were both. That's kind of the last couple things I got up to, other than going to see Tales from the Crypt Demon Night at the Varsity with maybe one of the worst movie crowds I've ever.
do tell, Jay.
So the worst experience was seeing Dawn of the Dead, the original Dawn of the Dead, where there was like this couple directly like behind and to the left of me, who were like loudly stage whispering at each other the whole movie.
Yeah,
and so you would just hear one of them be like, "Oh no, oh no, what do you think is going to happen next?" And then you'd hear like the other person be like, "Oh no, how are they going to get out of this one?" And it's like, just watch the fucking movie. Just watch the goddamn movie. And finally, they've been doing this for like an hour straight. Mm-hmm. And finally, like a guy like sitting towards the front just turns around and he's like, "Shut the fuck up." and like it got very quiet. No one said anything. Movie finishes. You know, we're filing out and sitting in the seats are the two people who were talking. And like one of them's like, I think like, fake crying, like play, like kind of like victim, like yeah. playing a victim card kind yeah. of thing. Like, I just feel so bad that I ruined somebody's movie experience. And I wanted to be like, all you had to do was shut the fuck up. Like, yeah. That's what you do in a movie is you just shut up and you watch the goddamn movie. Like, you can talk and whisper and like, if the audience, you know, as long as you're not doing it constantly, but also like, as long as you're having, if the audience is having fun, you can do kind of whatever the fuck you want, and it's usually going to be okay. And so that being said, Demon Night at the Varsity was a crowd that was very loud and boisterous, but there was like a group of people directly behind me who were telling jokes that only they thought were funny to each other.
No, boy.
And so like, and we're loudly telling the jokes because like the rest of the crowd was laughing and kind of having a good time and you know, it wasn't a big deal, but they would loud. And then they had one friend. I think all these people were drunk. They had one friend who was sober, who was constantly being like, "Guys, shut up. Guys, yeah. Stop fucking talking." Like they're one friend's trying to like let it so other people could enjoy the movie. And then somebody in another group picked a fight with somebody in that group.
Oh, God.
And it started like right at the climax of the movie and then continued after the credits rolled and the lights came up. And I don't know what happened, but I'm wondering like if a fist fight broke out.
Good.
It was wild.
Good. Perfect. Yeah. People don't understand, Jay, that a movie theater is not your living room. If you want to talk about what happened in the movie, maybe do that after the movie.
Or, you know, if it's like, I'm trying to think, like a movie we had like a good experience at where like, it, you know, it was kind of a loud and kind of boisterous crowd.
I mean,
probably would have been like, Deadly Games. Like,
yeah,
that crowd wasn't overly like loud or boisterous, but like, you know, if people had kind of been chatting amongst themselves, I don't think anyone would have minded.
Probably not.
But yeah, there's some movies where it's just like, shut, you know, like no, just shut up and watch the movie. Like, it's not that hard.
Well, like, a good example I can think of where everybody was kind of having fun with it was when we went to see Deadpool and Wolverine. That crowd was a little bit louder and nobody really cared because, you know, it's expected.
Right, no, exactly.
A Deadpool movie for people to be talking and stuff.
Or, like, I think when I went to go see Day of the Dead, like, you know, a week after I saw Dawn of the Dead and had that horrible experience, you know, the whole crowd, like, cheers when Bud picks up the gun and shoots the general or whatever. Yeah. Like, everyone's having a blast. It's like, but yeah, because you're allowed to do that. Like,
if you want to carry on a conversation with your friend, the movie theater is not the place to do that. I don't know. People, it's like, it's so simple to understand. It's like, okay, so how about if you were really interested in this movie, would you want somebody sitting behind you talking about something unrelated or even talking about the movie?
No, not at all. Like,
it's like, and chances are, like, I don't get the question asker, Jay. I never have. I wonder what's going to happen. Oh my God, you're probably going to find out in 5 minutes.
Yeah, just keep watching it. Yeah. They'll answer all your questions.
Like, that's like some Peter Griffin level shit.
Anyway, so yeah, that's kind of that was kind of the last thing I wanted to touch on. But I just thought it'd be kind of a fun way, whether, you know, just watch something you hadn't seen before or whatever. And it'll be a good way for us to, and I assume we'll kind of do the thing where we drop in our like Christmas horror happenings like after Christmas. Yeah. But, you know, because we're going to go see Christmas horror movies this year. But like, you know, going forward, you know, if we're in like the middle of like May. and, you know, you went and saw something fun, but I didn't get to go see it with you. We don't talk about it for a stocking stuffer, or we don't set that as kind of our goal for a stocking stuffer. Just a chance for you to bring up that you saw XYZ, or, like, you know, a chance for us to talk about maybe, you know, the Robert Eggers Nosferatu, like, at some point.
I think that'll be good.
Anyway, so let's move on to the main crux of our thing.
The thing that happened, first of all, this shocked Jay Logsdon, shook him to his core.
I still haven't recovered emotionally from this.
He was not expecting this to happen. So I told my wife, go ahead and pick anything you want, and we'll watch it and review it on a stocking stuffer episode.
Right. And so I figured, you know, the one criteria would be that it'll be like a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
And so you told me it's Advent Calendar, or the Advent Calendar.
Yes.
And I went, oh, you know, like jokingly, I think I said to you, oh, the French horror film? Like, there's no way Jeff's wife would pick that movie.
But she did.
She did.
She was like, oh, I thought I would pick something you guys might actually like. And I'm like, oh, well, I'm pretty sure Andrea is picking something she thinks we're not going to like. So
she absolutely is.
This should be an interesting dichotomy of episodes.
And so I was all prepared. I was the night before, or I guess two nights ago, I was getting all ready to go along, you know, to kind of scope out this movie, find out, you know, what's this Advent Calendar movie that Amber was so excited to talk about. So I start Googling, and the only movie that pops up is the French horror film. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this can't be right. This can't be the movie she's talking about.
This cannot be.
Like, I was expecting Love Actually. I was expecting some Hallmark Christmas movie, or I was expecting, like, Elf. I was expecting there to be a movie called Advent Calendar that's like a Christmas rom-com, and to watch that. And that movie does exist.
Oh, it does, Jay.
And in fact, it is about a girl who has a magical advent calendar.
Hmm.
And you know what?
What?
I watched that movie instead.
Oh, boy.
Called The Christmas Calendar. So let's see how these two movies track.
Well, Jay, let's find out. So this is actually in French just called The Calendar. The English title is The Advent Calendar.
Weird that, like, do the French not have a term for, like, an advent calendar?
I don't know, because the advent calendar is not even French. It's German.
Right, yeah. Weird.
But, no, the one in the movie is a German one, an ancient one. It has, like, that Norse-style runic script at the top. And the essential conceit of the movie is, if you start the advent calendar, you have to finish it or you die. You have to do everything it tells you to do, or you die, and then you cannot get rid of it before Christmas is over, or you die.
And our protagonist, she is in, like, a wheelchair, right? That's a big plot point.
She lost the ability to walk in a car accident, which was especially hard on her because she was a professional ballet dancer.
Okay.
And so the calendar doesn't just do bad things, though. Because, obviously, you're supposed to get a gift for Christmas, so it gives you what you most desire. And so, in this case, if she follows through with all the steps of the advent calendar, she gets to walk again.
Okay.
Because it's not just strictly a negative thing. You have to sacrifice things to it, but it will give you something in return.
Exciting.
And let's just say things go awry, Jay.
Oh, I bet they did.
At first, it's just a few small things, like... Well, I mean, it's not a small thing, but it's more understandable things, let's say. Like, at first, it affects this guy who tries to rape her after she goes on a double date with her friend. He shoves his hand down her pants while she's passed out sleeping, and obviously she can't feel it because she's paralyzed from the waist down. She wakes up, tells him to stop. He does not want to. And so he throws her out of the car. And she yells for him to drop dead. And then inside you could see the advent calendar opens up for that day's box. And a little copy of his car rolls out. And as he is parked on the side of the road, we'll just say taking care of himself, Jay. Her dog comes out and starts biting this car. And the damage the dog does to the model car happens to the real one.
Amazing.
And so he is destroyed in his crushed car.
Amazing. I didn't watch this because I thought it would be a funny joke to be like, I watched a different magical advent calendar movie. I'm already kind of regretting not having watched this.
I mean, this is a good one. It's really at the core of it, it's like the struggle of she really wants her legs back, and she lost them through no fault of her own. and her life is basically terrible because, I mean, it's not as terrible as it would be in the United States because there's at least infrastructure in place for you to get around places
right.
in Europe. So she can, like, take the bus and it's handicap accessible. Like, if she was in America, she would be screwed.
Right.
But everybody treats her differently. Like, her boss hates her now because she's, like, a drain on the company. Because obviously she's depressed, so she's not working at full capacity. And so he brings in a new woman she's supposed to train, essentially, to take over on her job. Usually once guys figure out that she's in a wheelchair, they're no longer interested in dating her. And so that's one of the biggest depressing things that happens for her. She basically, her friend, we'll just say she dates a lot of people, if you know what I'm saying, Jay. And she can no longer participate in that activity. Well, I mean, she could, but it would be pointless.
Right. No, exactly. Yeah.
And so one of the things the advent calendar gives her, because there's this guy, William, she always sees at the park. And she's like, wow, you know, it'd be great to get a date with William. And so the advent calendar that day spits out a little heart-shaped candy. And she drops it in William's coffee, and he comes over and basically asks her out on a date right there. So it gives her another thing she wanted. And it turns out, Jay, because she joked that, oh, you know, maybe he's a nurse and, you know, he could help me out. And it turns out he is a nurse and can help her out. And at that point, you figure there's got to be some kind of catch.
Oh, already, yeah, I'm waiting for it.
Oh, the first, I should rewind. So the very first night, she opens the very first box and it's her father's favorite candy. Now, her father has dementia. And so he can't call her on her birthday. The advent calendar is a birthday gift, by the way. She gets it on December 3rd, so she opens the first three boxes that night. The first one, her dad calls her on the phone and is somehow lucid after she eats his favorite candy and tells her happy birthday and then hangs up. And the second one she takes out. Now, the rules of the advent calendar I laid out earlier, but the rules come out. And they're wrapped in these candy wrappers. And when you open it up, you can see it either has, on the first one, it has the rules. On the other ones, it has like a little saying or like an instruction. So she unwraps day two and it says, destroy what has destroyed you. And she just kind of sets that one aside because it doesn't take effect until you eat it. And then the third one is a little Jesus candy made of white chocolate, which there will be several of. And as she eats these candies, she slowly begins to regain use of her legs.
Okay.
So it's basically how far does she want to push it? And so
I assume the destroying what destroyed her is probably killing the person who was driving the other car.
Yes.
Okay.
But unfortunately, Jay, it was not that guy's fault. The person who got her in this situation was her best friend we've been seeing throughout the movie.
Ah.
She was driving distracted, texting, and they got hit by a bus.
Interesting. So, yeah, there's a twist there, too. I know. I'm excited to watch this. I'm excited to when this pops up on the wheel. Yes.
But apparently, like all French movies, the dog must die. So a dog does die.
Ah, boo.
Rip JR.
Poor JR.
But it's a really interesting movie, I'll say that, because it really, it's like everybody who dies, other than I would say a couple people, pretty much deserve what they get. So it's kind of one of those like Thanksgiving situations where you really don't sympathize with the people too much that this is happening to you. Like, I mean, like obviously like the rapist, nobody cares.
Right. I just like in Christmas Blood, like we're like, nah, this guy yeah. got exactly what it deserved.
I mean, this, that also on a side note. So he's a stock crypto bro, Jay, on top of everything else. It wasn't bad enough.
Got what's coming to him.
But he makes 457 euros on this stock trading app. And he's like, oh, I'll send it to you or whatever. So you can get started investing on your own because he's like super rich. And so the advent calendar tells her which company to invest in, and then she slowly starts to become rich herself.
Oh.
From dividends, and that's after her boss fires her. So, you know, a little bit of... So basically, if there's a demon in this advent calendar, Jay, I'm just going to come right out and say it.
Okay, that's kind of what I figured.
His name is Ick. He's like, you'll just have to see him. He's a very unique design.
Oh, I'm excited.
I mean, apparently Ick just means I or him in German.
Which, I mean, that works, yeah. I mean,
and let's just say he takes his price for each one of these gifts, but it seems like if you follow the rules of the calendar, you do get rewarded. So it's not like one of those things where it's like, you know, the monkey's paw, where it's like you get what you want, but it always comes back to bite you.
Right. You just have to follow the rules from the beginning.
You just have to do it. And basically, if as long as you're okay with bad things happening to other people and not you, you pretty much this is a good thing, Jay. Very good thing.
Amazing.
There is one twist, though. So in the rules, it says you must follow all the rules until the 24th when you open the doors. And so technically, on the 24th, you can either eat the final candy, which will reset you to December 1st, and none of the things that happened will have ever happened, or you can choose not to eat the candy, and you will get to keep what you got, but everyone who died will stay dead. And it's actually a dumbass from the pool, Jay, that she goes to swim at, that she then has sex with when she thinks she's about to lose her legs again. He's actually the one who figures out the loophole in the rules, not her. Because he actually reads over it.
Right.
Because she's... And yet another French movie for thing, Jay. And no one doubts the existence of this magic advent calendar. People are just like, yeah, Germans are fucking crazy, whatever. Right. I totally buy it.
That is right. So that is right on brand pretty much with the movie I watched. I think the Netflix original 2016, The Christmas Calendar. Don't know why they didn't call it the advent calendar. Mm-hmm. But this girl gets a magic advent calendar where... everything that pops out is a thing that corresponds to something that happens to her that day.
Mm.
Now, she works as a photographer, and her best friend Josh has gotten back into town. I don't remember her name. And her grandpa gave her this advent calendar, and it belonged to her grandma's. And I think the implication is that the grandma fell in love with her grandpa using this magic advent calendar.
The main character in this name is Ava, by the way.
And so they go through this whole thing, and she thinks she like has found Mr. Right because all the clues kind of correspond, and then it turns out that it's her best friend Josh is the person that she was supposed to fall in love with the whole time. As soon as I was like, no, there's so many similarities, like in a lot of ways, just very strange that like these two things kind of
could not be more similar yet at the same time dissimilar.
But like as soon as I saw it, because I was like, this can't be right. And I'm like, well, there is the Christmas calendar. Maybe it's that. Maybe that's the movie Jeff's wife's talking about. And it wasn't.
It was not.
But I was like, you know what? I'm going to watch it anyway, just because I think it would be really funny to watch a different movie about a magic advent calendar.
How was it shot, Jay?
How
was the filmmaking?
I would say very like bog standard Hallmark Netflixy, not very creative in very many ways. But I've heard Advent Calendar is beautifully shot.
I would say the only movie I could think compares to it would be The Leech, like that kind of cinematography.
Oh, very cool!
It's like great. The Advent Calendar itself, and so. Every day at midnight, Jay, it starts telling you it's midnight, it's time to open the next box. And a little figure of our good friend the demon pops up out of the top, kind of like a cuckoo clock.
Amazing. And
you can see his horrifying face every day.
Have they not sold one? Can you buy these?
I don't know. I have not been able to find. I would definitely buy it, though, because it's in that. It's got that ancient Norse runic symbol at the top, and then each box kind of has like a classic medieval painted Christmas scene on it. I mean, they're beautiful.
I would also like speaking of creepy, like cool looking advent calendars, the one in the Michael Dougherty Krampus movie. That's a great advent calendar. I love that one too. A movie that we will be seeing in theaters again this year for what, the third year in a row?
I believe so, yes. I believe so. But it's just, this movie was an experience, I'll say that. Like I said, this, honestly, if more movies like this came out, I don't think garbage like Long Legs would get such great reviews. Because I think this is what a good, cerebral horror movie is about. Because nothing really violent things happen. But nothing like crazy, no Terrifier 3 level stuff
right.
is happening in this movie. Most of the horror element of it is the choices that have to be made.
Well, I've always got like a weird kind of opinion where I'm like, you know, because like I went in, like we talked about on the Terrifier episode, like I went in expecting like the grossest movies I've ever seen.
Mm.
But like, no, the violence is so cartoony and whatever. And it's like, but you compare that to like, what we saw in Deadly Games.
Yeah.
What we will see in, you know, Inside, which is like a French horror movie. What we'll see in like Advent Calendar. And I'm like, you know, even though Advent Calendar is like less gross, less gory, I'm like, in some ways, I think that one's going to be like a lot harder to watch than like Terrifier 3 was. Because like Terrifier 3, you're kind of in a good mood. Like this is already kind of like a dark, kind of disturbing movie.
Yeah.
And then you're going to add in the French's just love of like weird, gross horror. Like,
I mean, this is the kind of movie, Jay. I'll give you a little spoiler here. So, one of the days, it gives her another one of her dad's favorite candies. And so she takes it to him. And when he eats it, he becomes lucid again and is able to have a conversation with her. And he's like, so you're opening the advent calendar, right? And he's like, it's going to demand my life at some point. And she's like, well, I would never kill you or whatever. And he just puts his hand on hers and he's like, no, I want you to kill me. I want to go be with your mother. You know, my life is terrible. Other than these brief moments of lucidity, I'm a lump who stares out the window all day. You know, please, when the time comes, kill me.
And, amazing.
And of course, the time does come.
Yeah.
But it does, like I said, this demon, Jay, this has got to be one of the, like, the most good guy demons I think I've ever seen. On the day she has to kill her father, it gives her another candy so she can have one last conversation with him.
That's awesome. I'm excited to watch this. I'm excited when this pops up on the wheel.
I mean, it was an amazing movie. I was like, you've done a good thing, wife. You've done a good thing.
And then in a reversal of fortunes, when I watch Advent Calendar, you'll be like, you know what? I want to watch the Christmas Calendar.
Yeah, that's when I will be watching Christmas Calendar.
But don't. It wasn't great.
But I got to find out if she's really in love with Josh or not, Jay.
She is.
Oh, man.
No, it was literally one of those things, like, as I'm watching it, I'm like, as I'm watching it, I'm like, this is literally, like, the exact same movie, just in the opposite direction. But I also thought it was really funny that, like you kind of said, no one doubts the existence of a magic advent calendar.
Mm-hmm.
In this one, no one doubts that it's magic. Literally, like, no one's like, no, it's just a coincidence that, like, these things keep happening. Mm-hmm. Nope. Everyone's just like, yeah, it's magic. Yes. Yep, it's a magic advent calendar.
I mean, the only one who briefly doubts it is her nurse boyfriend, who's been magically ensnared by the calendar. And, he's the only one out of all the people that even, like, briefly might entertain the idea that a magic advent calendar is crazy.
You know, just one of those magic German advent calendars.
I mean, they're going around, Jay. They're going
around.
There's
so many of them these days.
I mean, is there anything the Germans make that isn't magic?
Comedy. That Monty Python, I think it's Monty Python sketch with like the German joke and or whatever.
Well, and that they even address that in this movie because her friend, the reason that her friend is so into this stuff, she's an actress and she was in Germany. And so that's where she learned to speak a little bit of German, where she got this gift for her. And when they open it up, they're like, they read the rules and everyone ends with, I'll kill you. And she's like, this doesn't seem very much in the Christmas spirit. And she's like, well, the Germans are a very serious people.
That's amazing. Now, like I said, I'm very excited. This was a movie I think came out 2 years ago, right? 3 years ago?
2021.
And so it dropped on Shudder and I was like, and I think it was maybe opposite Christmas, Bloody Christmas. I might be something else when it went to Shudder. And I was like, it was one of those where, like, when I saw trailers and stuff, I'm like, this looks awesome. I'm excited to watch this. Mm-hmm. And just never got around to it. And, you know, but hearing you talk about it, I'm like, no, I'm excited for this to pop up on the list now. Like,
I was really impressed with it. I want to see if this director has done anything else. I think it would be good.
Oh, yeah. That's worth looking into. I just thought it would be something really funny if I'm like, yeah, I watched Advent Calendar.
Yeah, Jay totally did. You watched an Advent Calendar.
I certainly watched an Advent Calendar movie.
I think this is the first time in podcast history that we actually have watched different movies with the same name.
We've joked about it multiple times. Today, actually, I was scrolling around online and someone posted about Slaughter High or whatever, which is also an April Fool's horror movie. And I was like, and they're talking about it. I'm like, oh yeah, this is one of the movies that Jeff joked about.
Yes, like the 10 April Fool's horror movies that there apparently are.
Where it's like all the same premise, maybe.
All right, Jay. Well, if you don't have anything else, my wife gave us our usual end of review tradition here.
All right.
Got some garbage to eat.
Oh, exciting.
So she got us... I don't know if you've had a chance to try it yet or not, the Red Bull Winter Edition.
Oh, exciting.
We've got the Big Cup Sugar Cookie Reese's. Interesting. And then keeping on our frosty theme, we have some Skittles Pop.
Oh, I've been excited to check those out.
I went ahead and got the sour ones because she was like, which one do you think Jay would like? I'm like, I think Jay's a sour guy.
I am a sour guy. No, I've been excited to I've been seeing like the freeze dried candy trend, and I've been excited to check these out any of them, and just haven't seen them anywhere.
Well, they're at the Ames Walmart if you want to drive 50 minutes to get them.
I might. All right, I've been known to do crazier stuff.
That's true. We attempted something else, much more crazy,
multiple times. That's really weird.
I don't know about this.
It's not that it's bad.
It's like Skittles popcorn, but not like fresh popcorn, like the old popcorn.
No, that's a great way to describe it. That's absolutely what this is.
I'm with you. I don't think it's bad, but I don't know how to feel about it. I don't know. But apparently if you freeze a Skittle, Jay, it pops.
No, I like them because they're not... You expect a Skittle to be chewy.
Mm-hmm.
And like, no, it's like crunchy and it's freeze-dried. It's... crunchy and dry, but like, and I don't think it's bad. I just think it's so strange and so different from what you're expecting.
Well, maybe Elon can send these up on his next rocket mission, Jay. There's people on the International Space Station
who need freeze-dried Skittles.
Exactly. Well, yeah, try this Reese's cup out.
I bought these two things. I was like, well, got to stock up for the Christmas season. I'm like, oh well, I have no issue trying them early. Like we'll just, and if they pop back up later on, we'll just do them again.
Do it again. What are you saying that we would eat more candy, Jay? I don't believe it.
We could get like a refresher on what the things tasted.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah, that's why.
It's not that we're giant fat guys.
Couldn't be that.
It's instantly very, very much like that Reese's peanut butter cup smell.
Mm-hmm. Mm. There are actual pieces of sugar cookie inside. Mm.
So I think it's like the pretzel Reese's or the, potato chip Reese's?
Yep, that's another one. I mean, it's not bad, but you really don't get a whole lot of the sugar cookie flavor over the peanut butter.
Sorry, mouth is very full.
Hmm.
It's more of a texture thing than I think it is. You get that nice little crunch mixed in, but yeah, the sugar cookie taste is
basically
non-existent.
Yeah.
All right, I got the peanut butter off the roof of my mouth. It's how they make me look like I'm talking.
Yeah, J-Log's is secretly a dog, everyone. I don't want you to find out this way. All right.
There's nothing in the rules that says a dog can't host a podcast.
It's true. There is nothing.
All right, Red Bull Winter Edition, Iced Vanilla Berry.
Ooh.
I always get weird. It's been happening a lot lately. I always think it's really weird when like a fruit flavor is like it. I think it happens a lot. Like, you know, you think like strawberry ice cream or like a strawberry sundae or whatever. But like I've been seeing a lot of like berries mixed with vanilla lately as like a flavor combo. And every time I see it, I'm like, I don't know how that can be good. And then I try it and I'm like, that's not bad.
But it is. Smells good.
Oh, it smells delicious. I love the blue of the can. I think this might be one of my favorite blues.
Ooh, I think you're going to like that, Jay.
That's delicious. It almost tastes like Kool-Aid or something.
Yeah. It is a little Kool-Aid reminiscent.
Red Bull, the winter edition, the taste of iced vanilla berry. Artificially flavored. Okay, blah, 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 blah. All right, tell me what kind of berry it is. Just traditional berry.
Yes, berry, of course, Jay.
One of my friends sent me a thing, and it was like the, I think it was the voodoo.
Oh, yeah.
And someone was like, I don't know, I've not looked to see if it's confirmed that it was the pink starburst. But somebody like sent me a thing, and it was like, yes, the classic flavor of pink berry.
Yeah.
And I'm like... In my whole life, I don't think I've ever heard of a fruit called Pink Berry. I've heard of an ice cream place called Pink Berry, but...
No, Jay, you're thinking of the pink berry ice cream place that makes its ice cream from pink berries.
Oh, that's why they got that name.
Yeah. See, now you're thinking.
But yeah, I was just sitting there, and I'm like, I don't think pink berry's a flavor, guys. Like,
Mountain Dew unveiled that its flavor is pink fruit candy.
So pink Starburst.
Yes, obviously they can't say Starburst, but it's more pink fruit, Jay. Which I find very weird that the Starburst is pink when it supposedly was supposed to be based on a strawberry flavor.
Right.
But
yeah, anyway, all that to say, this berry is very, very, just very ominous berry flavored.
Yes. But delicious. I'm sure there will be no repercussions at all, Jay.
No, this tastes great. I like this. I really do like this. I think this is way better. Last year's was...
Oh...
I remember liking last year's okay.
It was all right. It was like, it was another berry. I know that for sure, but it had more of like
was last year like the fig? Like the fig,
yeah,
something?
Yeah, it was fig berry. That's exactly what it was, yes. And I'm just not a big fig fan, I guess.
And then 2 years ago, I think was like apple, it was like cinnamon plum or something like that. Yeah. That one was awful.
Yes, I know you did not like care for that one.
But the one before that was the winterberry, and I thought that one was delicious too.
Yeah. Have you tried any of the Christmas Starbucks drinks flavors yet? And did you go get your free Christmas cup today?
So I went to go get my free Christmas cup. They were already sold out.
Oof.
Which is fine. I mean, it's not a big deal. I've got Krampus red cups. Those are way more, way more valuable.
That's true.
No, I went and got a peppermint mocha.
Hmm.
I mean, that's my biggest issue with Starbucks is there's no like consistency across the board.
Yeah.
Like you can go one place and get a Starbucks drink and it tastes great. It tastes exactly like you're looking for. And then you go, you know, to another Starbucks, get the exact same thing and it just tastes wrong. Like and that was kind of my issue today. The one I got, you know, got a medium, peppermint mocha. And I was just like, the only peppermint I'm getting is like from the little chocolate peppermint flakes on top of the mocha. Like there's no actual like peppermint in this mocha.
They didn't put any of the syrup in.
Or I couldn't taste it if they had.
Ugh. Disappointing. I tried the iced sugar cookie latte. Pretty good. Of course, I replaced the almond milk with regular milk because I'm not a communist.
I mean, I am, but I would also replace the almond milk with regular milk. Wait, no, I wasn't supposed to say that on the podcast.
Jay, you're not supposed to, especially now. Jay, don't get this podcast banned, Jay.
No, I went and got I think I got like the iced sugar cookie latte from Dunkin'.
Mm.
And then I got the corresponding like cookie butter donut. And the donut was actually pretty tasty. I think it's got like the Biscoff cookie butter in the middle.
Oh, okay.
But the coffee drink was fine. Like I think that's kind of standard for Dunkin'. Like you're not gonna get something amazing ever.
Yeah.
But it's
fine.
Dunkin', weirdly, I think the consistency is always the same.
Yeah.
Like where, you know, but like you could go to Starbucks and get something that tastes perfect, and then you go to another Starbucks and it tastes just wrong in every way.
Yes.
At Dunkin', it's never gonna be great, but at least it's always it's gonna be solid and it's gonna taste the same wherever you go.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. Dunkin' is never great, but Starbucks can also be very bad.
Yep. Starbucks can both be worse and better.
Yes.
Than, you know, than it should be. Anyway, I don't know.
Nah, I don't know.
If you want to get in touch with us on social media, we are at Horror4Holidays, Horror the number 4 Holidays in all the places. Get in touch with us via email. We are horrorfortheholidays@gmail.com. Send us a garbage day email. Get involved. I don't know. Let us know if there's a third advent calendar movie that we don't know about.
Is it horror based or is it a rom-com?
Or is it some nebulous third kind of movie?
It's an action movie, like upcoming Red One, which we're definitely going to have to go see.
Oh, we are going to have to go see. I think we might have to do a stocking stuffer on going to see Red One.
Yeah, I think so too.
Although I've heard the production of that movie was not great. I heard working with Dwayne Johnson is not a great experience.
Really, Jay? I could have never guessed.
Hard to believe.
Yeah.
Me, someone who's watched wrestling for the majority of my life, working with Dwayne sometimes isn't all it's cracked up to be. Shocker.
Mm. Yeah, it's almost as good as working with Hulk Hogan. I don't know if it's quite that bad, but yeah.
No, it's not, I don't think it would ever be that bad. I'm just worried that, like, Cody's going to drop the belt to Dwayne at Mania this year, then Dwayne's just going to hold a title for a whole year and never defend it.
Ugh.
Like, that's what I think is going to happen. And I'm just like, why this is why I don't like WWE. Why are we putting titles on people who don't deserve titles? Like,
people that aren't going to show up to the matches.
Exactly. Like, and that's the thing. He'll show up, do, like, a tag match. You know, he'll show up, like, maybe once every 3 months at one of the big four pay-per-views, do like a tag match, maybe show up on an occasional like Raw, but otherwise he'll be gone for a whole year. And I'm like, yeah, that's exactly what WWE needs. Like an absent champion. Cause it worked so well with Brock Lesnar.
Oh yeah.
And with Roman Reigns, it didn't get boring at all.
No, Jay. Perfect.
Anyway, sorry. Random rant aside. No, I am excited for Red One though.
But yeah, follow us on YouTube, youtube.com/horrorfortheholidays. Hit the subscribe button, hit the bell, thumbs it up. Leave us your scathing review in the comments about how we eat too much in the microphone or we're an idiot. We're idiots. The reviews on Google are actually right about these movies.
Or that one guy who told us that he went to high school with Matt Dupay. If you also went to high school with Matt Dupay, tell us about it.
Yes, anyone who knows Matt Dupay in even a passing way, please leave a comment and let us know how.
Let us know how great he is.
In fact, Matt, if you're listening, leave a comment letting us know where you went to high school.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, let's dox Matt live on. I mean, I don't know if that's doxing.
I was gonna say, I don't know if his high school is still relevant to his life at this point.
Maybe he lives like right next door.
Maybe he never left town. I don't know. From everything I know about Matt, he doesn't seem like the guy who would live in his hometown, but maybe.
Yeah, who knows? Anyway.
Also, get well soon, Matt.
Yeah, Matt has, COVID and pneumonia at the same time?
Yes, the good old COVID pneumonia.
Yeah, ooh, rough. As someone who had COVID earlier this year, not great.
COVID's gone, Jay. Don't worry about it.
What's the last thing? Oh, yeah, leave us a review on your podcatcher of choice. 5 stars. Tell us how bad the podcast is.
Jeff and Jay, fat. Jeff and Jay woke.
Yeah, Jeff and Jay dumb as hell.
Please make a video about how this podcast is stupid and woke, and then make it blow up to like your millions of watchers.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
Oh, and we'll get some of the backsplash off that.
Oh man! And then maybe the Onion will buy us. And
that would be great.
Topical joke. Anyway, thanks for listening. We'll see you. We'll see you next week with a episode on Thanksgiving, the Eli Roth movie.
But we might see you before then when Jay and I examine the Mike Tyson fight that's going to be on Netflix.
I will see who won, and I will not watch it.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.